This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Overnight camping permits for the popular Conundrum Hot Springs will be available next week. The permits are for trips from August until the end of November. Avalanches over the winter damaged the trailhead and parking lot, closing them for repairs until later this month. The Conundrum Creek Trail itself is open, but mostly covered in snow and debris from the avalanches. The reservation system was put into place to limit overcrowding. Campers can apply for permits starting June 15th. 100 ukuleles strumming in unison, that's the goal of local ukulele enthusiasts hosting a festival to celebrate the instrument this weekend in Carbondale. Zoe Rome has more.
Tomorrow marks the first ever Western Slope Ukulele Jam. The event includes workshops on everything from ukulele 101 to advanced bluegrass and rock and roll techniques. Participants are encouraged to bring their own instruments, though there will be several available on loan. Stephanie Askew is a local music teacher who helped organize the event.
The primary goal is to bring people together in a joyful atmosphere where they can sing and play and learn a very cool instrument.
She'll be teaching several beginner workshops as well as performing an ode to female composers on her own uke. The festival concludes with a group performance at the 3rd Street Center in Carbondale. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.
A top general from Colorado says American interests are increasingly threatened in outer space. General John Raymond spoke before a Senate committee Tuesday as part of his nomination process for U.S. Space Command. KUNC's Michael DeJoanna has more.
Raymond said American access to space and the ability to maneuver freely can no longer be taken for granted. Several countries are developing a range of technologies that counter U.S. interests.
And to be honest, they don't like what they see. And they're rapidly developing capabilities to negate our use of space and to negate the advantage that space provides.
Raymond is the sole nominee to lead U.S. Space Command, which could be headquartered in Colorado. He's currently in charge of a space mission at Peterson Air Force Base. I'm Michael DeJoanna.
This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Kristen Kay.